I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau was created last year to give consumers more tools to protect their money, but now some Republicans in Congress are saying the agency has too much power. We'll talk about that in a moment. But first, we have another in our series marking Father's Day, which is this Sunday. We're celebrating dads all week with essays by some of our contributors and guests from a variety of backgrounds, a married dad, a going-it-alone dad, a dad who chose to adopt. They're all expressing the joys and challenges of fatherhood. Today, we hear from Feramej Meshkinpour, an engineer who made America his home when his children were very young.
In 1987, I emigrated to United States with my wife and my two young daughters. At that time, I felt like I was traveling into a dark tunnel with no money and no idea what the future would hold. In Iran, I was an engineer with a master's degree, but I did not have confidence in myself. In the U.S., I had to somehow motivate myself to make a life for my family, despite the pain and fear. I thought of myself as a captain of the ship, and it was my duty to lead my family to safety, to not let the ship sink. To work as an engineer here, I needed to go back to school, but in order to feed my family, I need a job right away. I started working at El Pollo Loco, a fast food restaurant, for $3.25 an hour. For the next 10 years, I worked without taking any weekends off or any vacations, sometimes working two shifts a day. I remember when my father-in-law came to visit us from Iran, I had started a plumbing business out of our garage. One day, he rode with me to a job. He sat in the truck while I put on my coverall and crawled under the house to fix something. Hours later, when I crawled back out, dirt all over my body, he looked at me and he started to cry. Now, more than 20 years later, I wish my father-in-law were alive to see how things have changed. I have two beautiful granddaughters. They have both graduated from the best college in the country, and I'm so proud of them. I'm still running my plumbing business, but thankfully there is no more dirty work, no more work on weekends. My wife drives a luxury car and has more leisure time to garden and watch tennis on TV. I am happiest when my wife and my two daughters are around me. I still feel like I am steering a ship, but we have reached a much safer place.
That was Feramej Meshkinpour. He's an engineer and entrepreneur who immigrated to America from Iran, reflecting on Father's Day. He's also the dad of one of the producers of this program, Sanaj Meshkinpour.